All right, I'm so excited about this new series, okay? I believe this one is going to set the course of our church and also your personal life. As you are plugged in with our church, we're going to embark on a new adventure. Adventure. Amen? That's a good thing, right? When you go on an adventure, you have no idea how you're going to get there. But you are there, you're here to just enjoy the ride. Amen? And Dennis and Nova are about to embark on a new adventure. And I'm speaking this over your life, that as you embark on this new adventure, God has already gone ahead of you. Amen? And on the same adventure, yep, faithful servants at Oceans United, and even prior to Oceans United, always there serving, and we appreciate both of you guys. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Psalm 92, verse 13 and 14. A very familiar scripture, right? Very familiar. If you've been here for the past 5 weeks on Abundant Life, we've used that scripture quite a bit. I would say we preach the life out of this scripture. And hopefully you caught a little hint that I dropped last week concerning this new series. Don't you love it when God connects the dot for you? And he makes it almost seem like it was all the time you plan it this way. I did not. But he went ahead of me and he made the difficult task of thinking about a new series a lot easier. I don't know if you know this, if you prepared a series or you've taught on anything concerning a series, it's not like you plan for that specific Sunday at a time, although you do. But you have to plan the journey. What's going to come in week number 2, number 3? You got to see, you got to catch the vision of God. You got to kind of catch a glimpse of where he's heading. I promise you, where God is taking us is amazing. I have seen a little glimpse. So you have to be here in person every single Sunday for you to embark on the same journey that we are on. So no excuses. You got to be here. Amen?
Amen?
All right. The title of this new series is this: Planted, Not Buried. Why this title? Kind of strange, right? Planted and not buried. You plant something that is alive, that you want to see grow and bear fruits and even produce even more seeds, right? You want to plant something that is breathing life. You don't plant anything that is dead. If something is dead, you bury it. You bury it. When a farmer goes out to plant seeds, he's planting those seeds and he's not burying those seeds. There's a level of expectation on the seeds that a farmer is planting. He's expecting fruits. Is expecting a multiplication of even more seeds. Your life is also a seed. Your life is a seed. So the question I have for you this morning is, how do you see your life? How do you see your life, planted or buried? some of you might not be able to tell the difference. You might not be able to tell the difference whether or not you are planted or buried. Because for so long, you have been under attack. For so long, you've been under pressure, underqualified, underpaid. How many of you would say, this is me, underpaid? This is me, Lord, not me, I'm well paid. Some of you might even feel like you are underground. Like if you were to disappear today, no one would miss you. If you were to be gone somewhere, no one would even bother ask about you. Well, I've got news for you. Under does not mean it's over. Now, I want you to repeat this after me. Under does not mean it's over. Under does not mean it's over. Because you will rise above. Because you are planted and not buried. You are planted. You are planted. In the next few months, this is the journey. In the next few months, and even beyond this series, because I believe this series is going to be over probably by the end of February. At least this is what I have so far. Unless God changes something, I'm open to it. But I believe even beyond this series, we will keep talking about vision. We will keep talking about direction. Your role as a planted believer. If you say today that I am a seed and you're planted and not buried, there's a role that you play. There's a role that you would play that I cannot play that same role. There's a unique role as a seed when you're planted in the house of God, that no one else can fulfill that role but you. So throughout this journey, we're going to uncover that role. We're going to define what that role would mean. That role for you as an individual, the role for us as a church. Because I believe Oceans United, as a church, as a body of believers, we were not created, we were not put here for such a time as this, just to meet and have church on Sunday. Right? We are not meant to just sit down and have church as a group on Sunday. I believe there's a harvest to be reached. There are people that need to be brought in, into the fold, into the soil where they can actually be planted so that they cannot be buried and they can grow and produce fruits. Amen. So there's a work to be done. And because there's a work to be done, we need, as a body of believers, to be planted. Because the world outside, they're going to look for people who are planted. They're going to look for people who have the hope that is unshakable hope. When they see that level of hope, they would be attracted to this. They would see Jesus through you. They will see Jesus through your action. They will see Jesus through your smile. They would see Jesus operating as you operate as the hands and feet of Jesus. This is what the world needs. This is what our community needs here in Kodiak. So don't look at just our small island and say, how can I be effective as a ministry or as a minister here on a small island, remote, far away from everything? How can I be effective? How can I discover my purpose? How can I discover my destiny? God's plan for my life. The only place you discover God's plan for your life is in the soil where God has planted you. There's a unique DNA that God has planted inside each and every believer that can only be uncovered, used to its fullest potential when you are planted. When you are planted. When you are planted in the place where God has called you. So this series is going to frame the destiny of our church. Wow. That's a big thing, right? This message or this series is going to frame the destiny of Oceans United. It's going to frame your destiny, your purpose, your unique gifting, your unique abilities that God has given to you to be a good steward over. You see how it joins in? Because stewardship, as it is, as the last message that we talked about, two of them decided to multiply the ability, multiply the gifts, multiply the talents that God gave to them, but one decided to bury it. You're not buried. You are planted. You are planted. You've been called by God to be planted here in Kodiak for such a time as this. Some of you have received orders to stay here for one extra year. There's a reason for it. There's a purpose for it. Some of you have moved your family from way beyond and moved here. You are here for such a time as this. God has surrounded you with people. They're here for a reason. But when you are planted in the place where God has called you, He will connect the dots. All you have to do is be. Be. Remain present. Don't check out. Remain planted. He would make the connection for you. Psalm 92. Here we go. Hallelujah. Psalm 92. Verse 13 and 14 says this. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Amen. He says, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Planted. Planted and not buried. Now, this should be in our DNA by now. This verse, this passage, this word of life should be in our DNA by now. The soil here is the church, the house of the Lord, the church. The soil itself is not perfect. I know that might shock many of you this morning. The soil, the church, is not perfect. Just look around you. Look around you. Who's the church? You and me. And my friends, we are far from being perfect. So if we look for things within the soil that are imperfect, guess what? We will find it. We will find those imperfections because they are there. We're looking at it right now. I mean, this shirt is probably a very imperfect shirt. Especially for a man to wear this imperfect shirt full of flowers. But even within my imperfection, I'm planted. I'm planted. I'm staying put in the soil where God has planted me. I am not checking out of my assignment until my assignment is complete. I'm a seed. And the Master has placed me here. He has planted me here. I am not going to uproot myself because of the imperfections of the soil. Because if I go to a different soil, I'm going to find the same thing. In fact, I will carry with me every garbage that I've been carrying from season to season. They're not going to leave. I'm not going to leave them behind. They're going to come with me by default. They're going to come with me. So it's best that I remain planted until God has worked on inside of me and removed things that are there that should not be. While I remain planted, God is working on the inside out to make me, to transform me, to mold me, to be more and more like Him. We are all going through this process. You, including me, your pastor. We're still on that same journey. While we remain planted and we stay planted throughout this journey, God, through the Holy Spirit, is going to put us in a place where we'll have to change. We'll have to say, yes, Lord, do it in me. Do it now. And I'm open. God is looking for people who would say this, I'm open. I'm open. I'm ready, Lord. Just do whatever you need in me now. Not later on when I've moved, when I've left Kodiak, but now, in this time, in this season, in the place where you have called me. So why would God plant us in this imperfect soil? It's for our benefit. It's for our own good that God has connected me with you. That you are connected with this person, this person, this person, this person. You are all here by divine appointment, where God has called you to be planted in this place. I want to look at a scripture. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. It's talking about a level of trust that we would have in that imperfect soil. Because the purpose of being planted in a soil that is not perfect is so that we can put our trust in Him and not in the soil. God wants our trust to be placed on Him and not on the soil. Because He is perfect. That's where our hope should be. That's where our trust should be. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8 says this, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted, planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. When you put your trust in the Lord and not in the soil, you will be like a tree planted and not buried. You will be like a tree that is planted right there by God Himself and not buried. This passage here is referring to a believer as a tree planted by the living water. Planted by the living water. We're talking about a living water, a river of it that never runs dry, that overflows. We're referring to a believer who is planted by this river of water that brings forth abundant life. Life that is more than enough. Abundant life. God is using nature here. God is using nature to speak to you and me. Isn't that amazing? Even when you step outside of these four walls, God is still speaking. You look at the beauty of those mountains and the nature and every animals that we have, that we are so blessed on this island. It's speaking of the goodness of our God. God is using nature to speak to you and me. There are 3 points I'm going to make this morning. We are building this platform, we're building something for this journey that we're going to embark on for the next few weeks. We're going to do it carefully. We're going to do it purposefully. Because at the end, there is something that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us as a body of believers. I'm believing that. I'm believing there's going to be something miraculous that's going to happen. That we're going to see at the end of this journey. We're going to see the reason why we are here to start with. Isn't that amazing? Where you're able to see the fruits of your labor. You're able to see a mission accomplished. A job done, a task finished. Nehemiah was the same way. When he got the vision from God, he did not stop until it was accomplished. Jeremiah was the same way. Jeremiah 1:11. I don't have the scripture up or anything like that, but I want you to catch this. God asked Jeremiah, "What do you see?" See, God was trying to challenge Jeremiah to see within nature what the Holy Spirit was speaking to the nation of Israel. What do you see? And Jeremiah responded and said, "I see the branch of an almond tree." Right? You guys know this passage, right? I see the branch of an almond tree. The word almond in Hebrew is sheketh. Sheketh, which means working or hard working. Isn't that strange? That God is using in nature an almond tree to say something that probably did not make sense, right? Hard working, an almond tree. An almond tree would blossom at the end of spring, in wintertime. towards the end of winter time, and it would bear fruits in the beginning of spring. Kind of like short, but yet again, very effective way of God accomplishing something and using nature to actually speak to you and me. And the verse right after this, God says this: I am watching over my words in order to what? To perform it. I am watching over the word that I'm speaking to you, using nature to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. God here is using nature to speak to you and me. And is watching over those words in order to perform it. Sheketh means hard working. God is not stopping from working on your behalf to make sure that the work, the word that is given to you and me, is accomplished in your life, in my life, in our church. So it's very important that we catch the word that God is speaking in this season, because we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss the opportunity that God has placed us within reach. Opportunities would come, and sometime if we're not watching, we're not paying attention, it passes by and we don't know. A missed opportunity. Another missed opportunity. Do you know that the people around you are opportunities that God has placed in your path, in your journey? You just never know. You just never know who you're sitting next to. You just never know what God is doing behind the scenes to make those connections for you. You're here. You're developing roots, but those roots are connecting to other places that you have no idea what they're doing. But they're connecting. They are connecting. God is using nature to speak to us, to say that He is watching over His word in order to perform it. Whether you believe it or not, whether you get on board or not, there will be a performance. A performance of His word. Might as well get on board and say, Jesus, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm planted. I'm not buried. I'm planted. I'm planted. I'm ready for you to use me in this season, in this time where you've called me. Because regardless, the blossom of that almond tree will produce an almond. Don't you want to? I don't know about you, but man, if there is fruit, I want to be able to. Because that's the reason why we're here. That's the reason why we're here. We're here to stay planted, to bear fruits, to produce seeds, so that we can enjoy the harvest. Because we are part of this harvest. The very first point I want to make this morning is roots. Roots. From Jeremiah 17, it's saying, which spreads out its roots by the river. Now, roots, they're not the prettiest thing, right? They look weird. They do. They look weird. They're like, I mean, you can't really make sense out of this. They go all over the place. They are underground. They are full of dirt. Yet they are so vital. Without a root system, a plant cannot survive. A plant cannot survive because it's not connected to the source of food, the source of nutrients. It has to be connected. The same is for the life of a believer. When a believer is planted in the house of the Lord, a root system is being developed. A root system that is connected to God Himself. So while you're here in Kodiak and while you're sitting here at Ocean United this morning at 11:37, there are roots that are going down. Now, no one is seeing those roots, but they're there. They're there. No one can see just by looking at you right now that you have roots. Some of you have roots in this place 40 plus years. You've been here before. Like Doug, he's been here a long time before. John, Richard, Peter, many of you. Too many to actually name right now. You've got roots. You were planted here for a long time. Those roots were there for a reason, and they are there now for a reason. No one sees it. They look ugly. They look dirty. But they are there to connect you to the source. The source never changed. It's still the same. The soil might be imperfect. We can name so many imperfections of the soil. But as long as the source, the perfection itself is there and you're connected to it, that's all that matters. A believer is the same way. He has a root system that is connecting to the source. Now, when you look at a tree, the biggest and the tallest tree in the world is the sequoia tree. I've got a picture to show you. There's Jeremiah hanging up there. Where's Jeremiah? You didn't know you were right there, buddy. They can reach heights of 300 feet. That's like a 30-story building. And their width can be 30 feet wide. That's wide. That's huge. Now, these giants, you would think that these giants would have a very deep, really deep root system, right? 300 feet tall. But you'll be wrong. They only go down 4 to 5 feet deep. That's it. They don't go very deep. The secret of their strength is not how deep they go, but how wide they spread those roots. They can go up to 150 feet from the place where they are planted. Isn't that crazy? Now let's put that in church context. Because we talk about plants, and I'm the least qualified person to talk about plants. I kill them, okay? I just don't do very good with plants. So don't trust me with planting plants. I plant people, not plants. Not plants. Being planted in the church does not mean that you have to be as spiritually deep as Brother Bob. You all know Brother Bob, right? I hope there's no Bob here. You don't have to be as spiritually deep as Brother Bob. Your strength is in the fact that you are connected to the source. As simple as that. You are connected to the source. And because you're connected to the source, God is developing your roots. God is developing your roots because you're connected to Him. Whether you are a green believer or a seasoned believer, as Brother Bob, God is still developing your roots. God is developing your roots. This is what the Word has to say about this. Colossians 2:7. It says, let your roots grow down into Him. Who's Him? Jesus. Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth. And in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. When you are planted, your roots will grow down to Jesus, where Jesus Himself would be the anchor of this giant tree that you are. Jesus Himself would provide stability for your life. Jesus Himself will provide the hope for your life. You don't need to be like Brother Bob. All you need to be is you. You connected to Him. That's how you develop roots. That's how you stay planted. He says, let your lives be built on Him. He's talking about lives that are not in solitude, but in community. Lives that are built around people. You people. My people. When lives are built in community, you are no longer buried. You are planted in a community of believers. When something is happening to you, guess what? Somebody else would be lifting you up. But if you're buried somewhere else, where no one else knows where you are or what's happening in your life, the enemy comes in. He comes in and he brings in the heat. The heat that is meant to stay away from you, the heat is coming. The heat is coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Another strength of the giant Sequoia is that they do not stand alone. They stand in a community of other giants like themselves. They stand in a community of other trees, other believers, just like them. Their root system are connected to one another. From one tree to the next, they hold each other up. That's how they can live that long. Because they are connected to one another. Now let me put this into a church context. When you are planted in the house of the Lord, you don't stand alone. You stand in a community of other believers. When you stand in a community of other giants. Isn't that amazing? When you grow, you are growing in a community of other giants. That's where you get your strength. That's how you get accountability with one another. That's how you grow. Part of growing is to be accountable. Right. We have to be accountable. I have to be accountable. If I want to grow, I need to be accountable. I need to be accountable to my brothers. I need to be accountable to a group of other believers. I need to be accountable to, now we have two bishops that I am accountable to. I have to be accountable to them. That's part of growing. If I remove myself from this accountability, guess what is going to come? The heat. The heat is coming. The heat will take me out. But when I'm connected with others, when I feel the heat, they would be able to speak into my life. They would be able to pour refreshing water from the Holy Spirit would be poured upon me to cool me down, to keep me planted, to make sure that I keep bearing fruits. My life would not be dependent on the heat anymore, because I'll be connected to the source himself. I would draw from my God. He would put me in a place of hope. He would provide everything that I need in my life. I will not be in a place where I would lack anything, any good thing, because I'm planted in the right place. Everything that I need, he will make sure that I have it. That's the place where you stay planted. You'll hear this statement at Oceans United quite often. Okay, here it is. We grow in circles. We grow in circles and not in rows. We grow in circles and not in rows. Growth as a believer does not happen exclusively on Sundays. Can I get an amen for that? Amen. If I say to you that I will feed you on Sundays only, would you be able to make it? No. Absolutely not. It's good to be fed on Sundays, but you will not grow as the Lord wants you to grow if you only count on Sundays. Just like in the natural, do you only eat on Sundays? Do you feed your body, your natural body, only once a week? If that's you, I mean, please, we need to have a conversation, because I need to figure out what's the secret. No one can survive if they only feed their body once a week. Spiritually, we were designed to be fed daily. Every day, we need to feed our spirit man this uncompromising word of God. That's where we draw our strength. That's where our roots needs to get connected to. This is the source. It's the word of God. If we're not connected to this, the heat is coming. The heat will take us out. But when we are connecting to the rivers of living water, this is living water right here. If we are connected to this living water, when the heat comes, refreshing will come. When the heat comes, we'll still be bearing fruits. It's not going to stop, because the source, we are connected to it. Being connected to one another is important. That's where we draw our strength. That's where the accountability would come. So at Oceans United, we provide you with all kinds of opportunity to get connected and to stay connected. Number one, you need to fill out one of these Let's Connect card. How appropriate, right? Let's Connect card. You got to fill one of these. Otherwise, we don't know. We don't know that we need to be connected. It starts right there. And then, how many of you would love to be part of a life group? A life group is a place where you grow in a circle, where you have accountability right here, when you're growing and people know who you are. You're not just a name. You're someone that is connected to the body. A life group. Ocean's life group. We've got several life group going on. And Wednesday night is also a life group. I stay connected with the people that join us online. How about serving? Serving. The best way to get connected is to serve. The best way to get connected to a body is to actually find out, okay, what is the need? What do you need? What can I do? Many of you have already done that. I want to serve. I want to be able to get plugged in. That's important. That's where you start. So at the end of this service, okay, I'm giving you assignment right now. Like I said, this is a journey that we're going to be embarking on. So it's important that you get plugged in. Otherwise, you will not know what the Spirit is doing for this body, for this group of people that we are planted here with. Fill one of these out. Or fill all of them out, okay? And put them in that box in the back. And we will reach out to you. Our goal is to make sure that we stay connected. Because you're surrounded by other giants just like you. We have more things in common than we do that separates us. So let's focus on these things that we agree on, that hey, let's do some work that God wants us to do. Let's do it together as a body of believers. Amen. That's really the essence of being connected, because we are not meant to do life in solitude. 2020 tried to take that away from us. You see how the enemy, the heat came. The very first thing that the heat came to do was to do what? Separate. Let's break apart. Because when you're alone, when you're separated from the body of believers, that's where the enemy comes in. The very first attempt of the enemy in 2020, and I don't think it's ever going to stop, okay? I'm not saying, oh, this is the past. We won't have to deal with this again. The enemy is still coming. The heat is still coming. Because his purpose is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And that's how he takes the body of Christ out of the picture. By stopping believers from gathering and praying and believing God. Amen. That's what we're here for. Point number two is leaf. Leaf. It says, and because you're planted, will not fear when heat comes. You will not fear when heat comes. Because heat is coming, but fear will not come because you're planted. You will not be fearful, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought. Because heat brings in drought. He said, you will not have to fear because I will be providing for you because you are connected with me. And you are connected with other believers. You're connected with other giants. Because you're connected, your leaves would always stay green. Seasons will come. Seasons will go. They will change. Viruses will come and viruses will go. Calamities will come and calamities will go. But the word of God is never gonna change. Your position will not be compromised because you are planted. You would always stay planted. Things would come and go. The enemy will come and go. But because you are planted, you will be taken care of. Because you are rooted right where God wants you to be. Jesus said this in John 16:33. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. In the world, you will have heat. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." God has already overcome this heat. All we have to do is to stay planted in Him and not move. Point number three is this. Because you are planted, nor will you cease from yielding fruits. You will not stop producing fruits. Because you are planted, you will keep bearing fruits. They will keep on coming. Because you are planted by the living water, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, self-control, gentleness would not cease. You will keep on producing these fruits. The heat will come, would not affect your mood. You'll still be the same. You'll still be the giant that is planted by the river of the living waters. Nothing is going to come and change your mood. You're planted. Things in the White House might change. But because you are planted, you are rooted, nothing will faze you. Because your God is in charge. Administration will come and go. But because you are grounded and rooted in God, nothing is going to change. You're still going to be taken care of. You're not going to change from being a giant to become this little bitty person. You're still a giant because you're connected to God. You're connected to your source. In Psalm 1:3, it says this. I'm hammering this word planted because I really want you to get this. You got to be planted. He says in Psalm 1:3 says this. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Like a tree planted by the rivers of the living water. That brings forth its fruit in its season. Whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever He does shall prosper. Whatever you do will prosper. As we get ready to wrap the very first part of this series, like I say, we're on this journey and I'm laying down the foundation of where we're heading. I'm stressing the point of how important it is to be planted. Because if you're not planted, you're buried. There can be only two options with a seed. It's either planted or buried. And bearing fruits is a must. Because at the end, when the master's coming back, he's checking the fruits. He's looking for fruits. He's expecting fruits. Just like in the parable of the talent, when the master's coming back, he's coming checking. He's coming to make sure that you are producing. And you can only produce when you are planted. God is coming to look for fruits. Your fruits are not dependent upon the economy, the natural economy. when you're planted, you are on God's economy. Your fruits are not dependent upon anything but Him. Summertime fruits, winter fruits, spring fruits, change in government fruits, lay off your job fruits, somebody walks out on you fruits, 2020 all over again fruits. You're not dependent upon anything but Him. No matter what your hands will touch, will prosper. Fruits. Because you're tapped in into God's economy. Fruits. Fruits. You got laid off your job. Fruits. You're dependent upon Him and Him alone. That's where the fruits come from. Would you please stand? I know that the Holy Spirit is speaking. He's speaking and ministering to hearts right now. I don't want you to leave this place without, number one, having an encounter with Him. Getting to know Him. Inviting Him in your heart, in your life. Because He's the source. He's always there. He never moved. He's always there. And He wants you to tap into Him. To allow your roots where He's planted you to reach and touch Him. So you don't want to leave this place without knowing Him. Knowing Him as the source. Knowing Him as your Lord. Knowing Him as your Savior. That's where you start. That is the place where you receive this abundant life. It starts with Him. Starts with Him, starts with Jesus. He's come to give us life and life to the fullest. Full life can only be found in Him. Some of you might felt like in the beginning, even of this year, that you've been buried somewhere. That you are under attack. Under the thumb of the enemy. You've been pushed down by the enemy. It's time to rise back up. It's time to look up. To look up. To look up unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God can turn the bad things that you've encountered in your life. God can turn these things around. Where you would no longer be under, but you'll be over. I'm speaking that over your life right now. Some of you are dealing with loved ones that have gone away. Where you think there's no hope. I'm here to tell you, as long as you get connected and you stay connected, hope is here. Believe God is in charge. You need to believe that. You need to believe that God is ultimately in charge of everything in your life. When you surrender to Him, that's what you're doing. you saying, Lord, I'm stepping to the side. I want you to be in charge of my life. That is giving your life to him. That's what it means. You're stepping to the side and you're inviting him to take charge over you. How many of you would want God to take charge over you? I do. Because I'm a mess. I need him to take charge over me. Because if I do it in my own strength, I will mess things up. I need him. That is part of surrendering to him. He's saying, Lord, I can't do it. I can't do it. I need you. I need you to come and intervene in my life. I want this to be your prayer this morning. I want this to be your prayer in your business. Lord, I can't do it. I can't do this business by myself. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you to make sense of my finances because nothing lines up. It's a mess. I need you. That's where it starts. That's the very first sign that you need to show if you want to be planted. Lord, I need you. Father God, we surrender. We are declaring now in unity as a body of believers that we need you. That this church needs you. We need you at Ocean United, Lord. Because we cannot do this without you. We cannot accomplish the task that you've set before us to do without you. We cannot worship. We cannot do church without you. We need you, Jesus. We need you now. Father, we surrender. We let go. We let go of our past. We let go of hurts. We let go of everything that we've encountered that the enemy has brought to our life. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all of it. And we declare that you are Lord and Lord of all. Have your way in our life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you all. The altar is open. You need prayer, do not leave and come, and we would pray for you. We have a team of people that would pray and believe God for you. You are not alone. You're standing among giants. Amen. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.